court and a mask requirement on federal property. The Senate has confirmed one of his cabinet picks.
The balance of power changes in the U.S. Senate.
We have turned the page to a new chapter.
On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
If you happen to come out for Inauguration Day, what was it like near the Capitol?
I'm Ken Dumby.
8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando.
This land is your name.
Jennifer Lopez singing an American classic with an eye toward inclusiveness. Unity was one of the major themes of President Biden's inaugural address.
I promise you, I will fight as hard for those who did not support me as for those who did.
None of the worst fears were realized during what promised to be a security nightmare during an inauguration like none other. Attendance was sparse because of anticipated trouble, but especially because of the pandemic. Here's White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Inaugurals normally draw hundreds of thousands to the National Mall. Today, it was filled not with people, but with flags. The intimate setup, a concession to the COVID pandemic that has already claimed 400,000 American lives.
The new president has hit the ground running. So has his press secretary, Jen Psaki, who just wrapped up her first briefing with reporters. She says former President Trump left a note for Mr. Biden.
This is a letter that was private, as he said to you all. It was both generous and gracious.
Psaki says Mr. Biden expects the Senate to concentrate on both an impeachment trial for Mr. Trump and it's normal business.
Just like the American people can, the Senate can also multitask, and they can do their constitutional duty while continuing to conduct the business of the American people.
That business includes confirming the president's cabinet nominees, and within the past hour...
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The nomination is confirmed.
That means Avril Haines is now the new director of national intelligence. President Biden has also promised to dramatically step up the fight against COVID-19. And with the initial vaccine rollout resulting in big trouble in terms of shortages, he's been offered help from a retail giant, CBS's Lilia Luciano.
In a letter to President Biden, Amazon, the largest retailer in the world, offered to help the administration's efforts to distribute COVID vaccines. With 800,000 employees in the U.S., 18,000 of whom contracted the coronavirus, the company's worldwide CEO, David Clark, wrote a letter saying they are prepared to leverage their operations, IT, communications, and expertise to help the Biden administration's vaccination efforts. President Biden has promised 100 million doses in his first 100 days in office. Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
And in about a half hour, the inaugural concert hosted by actor Tom Hanks. Performers include Bruce Springsteen, Justin Timberlake, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It is 8:03 on Wednesday evening, January 20th, 2021. We're at 32 degrees at Dulles, headed down to the 20s. It's great to have you here tonight. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories that we're following this hour. The swearing-in of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, followed by another significant swearing-in that altered the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. We'll start there with Capitol Hill and WTOP's Mitchell Miller.
Senator Chuck Schumer is now the Senate Majority Leader, something that literally took his breath away as he addressed the upper chamber.
Mr. President, need to catch my breath. So much is happening.
Senator Mitch McConnell is now the Senate Minority Leader. That occurred after Vice President Kamala Harris swore in Georgia Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff and Alex Padilla, who will take her place as California's second Democratic Senator.
So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
And with that, Democrats and Republicans now have a 50-50 split in the Senate, so the power tilts to Democrats, with Vice President Harris as the potentially deciding vote. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
For the most part, people heeded the advice to stay off D.C. streets this Inauguration Day, but there were several small pockets of people who made their way to the Capitol to celebrate. WTOP's Ken Duffy was there.
Small groups of people here for Inauguration Day as a drum corps showed up behind us near the north side of the Capitol. Otherwise, very small numbers of folks showing up because many were told to stay away one because of security reasons and the other because of COVID-19. We spoke to one man who lives in the Noma neighborhood talking about all this security.
I think it's okay. I think we feel safer. I think everyone did a really good job.
And those who did show up took pictures with their Biden signs with the Capitol as a backdrop. Near the Capitol building, Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
Well, to that point, D.C. is going to start looking a lot more like you remember a few days ago. Over the next day and a half, they'll be tearing down. The removal of security fences and concrete barriers has started. D.C. leaders predict it'll take a full 36 hours to take it all away. This aligns with the end of the inauguration pause on indoor dining in D.C., which expires Friday morning. Restaurants will then be able to return to 25% of maximum capacity. D.C. residents are used to seeing the nation's transfer of power on their doorstep, but this time many were waiting with a greater sense of anticipation.
Mary Morrison was riding her bike home in Tacoma Park, D.C., and said that during her workday, she tuned in to the presidential inauguration.
I just felt this sense of, so far so good, and very, just a sense of hope, possibility for all types of for us to come together as a country.
Morrison said she was also excited to see Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president, sworn in to that office. In D.C., Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP's John Aaron was at the west front of the Capitol today as the new president took the oath of office.
Joe Biden was sworn in on a chilly day here at the Capitol. Temperatures were in the 40s, but wind chills were in the 30s. A small, socially distanced crowd watched on, applauding at President Biden's statement that facts can't be manipulated and his assertion that we will all get through this pandemic together. The limited number of guests in attendance had to pass through multiple security screenings and get a negative COVID test. At the west front of the Capitol, John Aaron, WTOP News.
We will look back at this quiet and anxious inauguration day and a look ahead with Vice News political correspondent Liz Landers after traffic and weather. Stay with us.
This is Inauguration Day on your inauguration station, 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
2021 can be the year you grow your hair back, and now is a great time to do just that. PAI Medical Virginia is offering a new year special, $500 off PRP and laser treatments and interest-free payment plans. The same company that has the trademark procedure multi-unit hair grafting hair transplants now has PRP, platelet-rich plasma and laser hair treatments for men and women who want fuller, thicker hair. Three great solutions, one great result. Maybe your hair looks damaged and is thinning. Maybe hair loss runs in your family. Whatever may be the reason, call PAI Medical Virginia right now at 703-763-0118 and receive $500 off PRP and laser treatments and interest-free payment plans. Call for your free consultation. 703-763-0016. 703-763-0016 or PAI.